If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Mike Madigan took the stand today. Of course, he's accused of using his position as the Illinois Speaker of the House to, you know, make a little money for himself, enrich his friends, and his defense attorneys are like, no, he's a good public servant. Karen Conti is our legal eagle from Conti and Dolan. And Karen, I remember talking last fall thinking that this was going to be wrapped up before Christmas.
Yeah, it's been going on a long time. These poor jurors have been subjected to having to come to court every day during the holidays and now resuming again. So they're really doing their public service here.
And we had Bert Odelson on earlier talking about Dalton and Thornton Township, and I just wanted to get his two cents. And I think you would probably agree that it's not always wise to put criminal defendants on the stand, right?
That's usually the wisdom, and the reason usually is because the criminal defendant generally has a criminal record. That's very common. Also, you know, criminal defendants are usually not as smart as the lawyers. Lawyers do this for a living. They put their kids through college on cross-examination and preparation, and most people are not prepared to deal with that. However, in this case, Michael Madigan is a lawyer himself. He's also brilliant. He's a very, very poised man. He is a very wise man, and he can match wits with the attorneys who are questioning him. I also think that the jurors here want to hear him deny this. I think that jurors all want someone to take the stand because they want to hear from the horse's mouth that this person did not commit the crimes. And I also will tell you that Michael Madigan is a very poised man. He's very quiet. He's very unassuming. He's likable. And he's not going to come across as a bad guy. And when you talk about all of the things that he's done that have been good for the state over all of the decades that he's held office, I think he could make a really, really good witness.
I think as a juror, if the person that is accused doesn't take the stand, I lean toward guilty. And I know that there's legal strategies, but you're right. As a juror, you want to hear from that person, at least hear them say, I'm not guilty of the crimes that I'm charged with.
And that bears out in all of the research that's been done. And, you know, even though the jury gets instructed that you cannot use the fact that somebody doesn't testify against them, I think jurors just have that feeling. Like, if you are not guilty, you want to sing it to the world and you want to be able to look the jurors in the eye and say that. And apparently today when Michael Madigan got on the stand, the first questions were, did you do this? Did you do that? And he's had a series of no answers. And, you know, that's what the jury wants to hear. Now, will it get more complicated when we get into the tapes and some of those things? Maybe, but maybe Michael Madigan can explain away what he meant when it came to some of the comments that he made.
So if he takes this, will he be asked to take the stand again to respond to if there's additional tapes or audio played?
He could be recalled, but remember that the examination is going on right now with the defense lawyer leading it. And then clearly the prosecution is going to have a chance to come and cross-examine. And that could take a long time because I'm sure the good prosecutors that are in this case will have prepared for this. They will have seen where there's discrepancies. They will have seen where there's an open door to just kind of enforce the issue and make him admit that he was asking for something he shouldn't have asked for. But I think this is also problematic in some ways because, as you recall, when they had that ComEd 4 trial, there were two defendants who took the stand, and they supposedly did a very good job in testifying, but they were found guilty by the jury. So, you know, it's perilous. And also, one more thing, Lisa, if Madigan gets convicted, the judge can take into account that he testified in awarding in issuing the sentence. Why? Because the sentencing guidelines can really zap you if you don't take responsibility for your crimes, and this could be deemed to be perjury. So he does take a risk in getting on the stand.
But he is 82 years old, and any kind of sentence would probably be detrimental. I mean, would he survive it is the question. I mean, I don't know and how long the sentence might be. But do you think, I mean, you're a criminal attorney. It's a risk you probably have to take, right?
I think he really thought about this long and hard with his lawyers, and it was a hard decision to make. But I think he probably thought the only way out here is to be able to explain himself. And like I said, he is a likable man, and he's not an overbearing person. He doesn't have that demeanor. So it could be that, you know, when he gets to talk about the fact that he adopted Lisa Madigan and the fact that he had this nice family life and that he's done all these good things, and he learned from his father the beauty of hard work, and some of his other people who testified for him said the same thing, that maybe the jurors are just going to go, you know what, this guy's not a bad guy. This guy was misunderstood, or he was trying to help people, and other people around him were doing it, but he wasn't. So again, I'm thinking it might be a good decision.
We were talking today about Lisa Madigan. I really thought at one point that she would eventually become the governor of this state at some point during her career. And I said, I think that her dad tarnished her name. Steve said, well, he also helped her get to where she, you know, as Attorney General of the state of Illinois. Do you know anything about her, what she's doing, or if she's still practicing law, or what her political aspirations might be?
I actually knew her personally because she helped me teach a class at one point in time. She's a delightful human being. She's extremely intelligent. She's very nice. She's funny. She's a good family person. Her husband's a cartoonist. I don't know exactly what she's doing now, but it wouldn't surprise me that when this episode is all over with Mike Madigan, that she steps back in the political arena, because then, you know, of course, her name might be tarnished a little bit, but I don't know that the public is going to hold that against her, because she is her own person. And even though Mike Madigan did help her get elected, and she was very young when she held that office, she really did a good job, in my view, and really proved herself that she was capable of doing that job.
They say they expect this Madigan trial to wrap up next week. Is that possible with him just taking the stand today and the prosecutors coming back to question him?
Well, they would know, wouldn't they? But again, we thought this was going to be done at the end of the year. I just don't see how the cross-examination is going to be wrapped up, and all of the closing arguments are going to be done, and all the jury instructions are going to be read and decided upon. I think it's going to take a little longer than that.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year, Karen.
To you too, Lisa.
That's Karen Conti from Conti and Dolan.